single payer is what it's called. Bottom line is Medicare for all.
Hello, welcome back. I'm Charles Showalter. You're listening to Healthcare for All PA, and we're excited to have you tuned in and listening to us today. Joining us in studio today, we've got Mike Stout. Mike.
How you doing, Charles?
Mike, it's always a pleasure. Appreciate you being here today.
Back at you, brother.
Hey, you brought a friend.
Yes, I did. Gentleman and brother who produced and helped us put together the movie Fix It. And what the movie Fix It is all about, it's all about a single-payer healthcare system and the answer to a problem that is affecting millions and millions of people in this country, financially, healthcare-wise, and every other way. Just for your listeners who don't know, last year alone in the United States, in the year 2015, over 600,000 people, families, middle-class people, declared bankruptcy because of healthcare problems. It's a big, big problem, and in fact, it's a problem that has become front and center stage in the Democratic Party debates.
Absolutely. Mike, I'm still trying to figure out, you know, look, I'm a veteran. I have VA hospital if I need it. God bless. And I appreciate the citizens of the United States making that available to me. I was stationed over in Germany. They've got a single-payer healthcare system. The government pays the hospitals. They're private hospitals. They're private doctors. And they say, hey, you know, if you do an appendectomy, you get this much. If you spend a night in the hospital, you get that much. You know, there's no ands, ifs, or buts about it. Everybody knows what the rules are. Doctors make a decent living. What nurses make a decent living and all the med techs and everybody else. The hospitals are viable. The patients get good care all the way around. It's cradle to grave. And you don't have to worry about it. I mean, you know, why is it twice as expensive here and we're still not getting everybody covered?
Well, you know that, Charles, and I know that. But I'd like to Richard to tell the listening audience out there exactly what he found doing the movie Fix It. Richard?
Yes, hi. I'm Richard Master. I'm actually the CEO of MCS Industries in Lehigh Valley, Pennsylvania. Easton, Pennsylvania is our headquarters. And we did a movie advocating a single-payer system, and we found remarkable things around the world, Taiwan, Europe. We spent two trips into Canada that has single-payer. And what we found is that our system is exorbitantly expensive, that approximately one-third of Americans aren't getting the care that they need, that although we're the most expensive system and on a per capita basis, we're on twice the expensive of other countries, you know, we're ranked poorly. We're 37th by the World Health Organization. We're ranked 19 out of 19 industrialized countries on preventable death. 100,000, 200,000 people in the United States die because they either don't have insurance or there are economic barriers for them to get the care that they need. So it's really an outrageous situation. And we have at hand a single-payer system. It's called Medicare. You know, if we're talking about pure Medicare, not the Medicare that's been infiltrated by the insurance companies, but we have a Medicare system that could cover everyone in the United States and do it much more efficiently than the current commercialized system has done. You know, if you look at the numbers, and we found this, we interviewed the former head of Medicare, Medicaid services, and a fellow by the name of Don Berwick. And what he found, and he cited other studies as well, is that basically a third of the dollars that we're spending on medical care in the United States are wasted through this complex administrative nightmare that we have. You know, it's very difficult. Everyone gets these brochures, you know, from the insurance companies. They're not comprehensible, and they're multiple insurance companies. And these providers of care have to deal with all these complex rules and regulations from multiple carriers, and those carriers have administrative costs. So we're wasting about a third of the dollars off the top before we get to compensate people who are providing care. And in other societies, Taiwan, for example, the most recent society to convert to a single-payer system, this was done in the 1990s, they're spending less than 2%. Canada's spending 3-4%. Our Medicare is somewhere between 3-5%. And our commercial insurance part of the healthcare economy is in the 30-35%. So that's where the waste is. It's inefficient.
Just for the listeners out there, what you're talking about, Richard, in fact, in the United States, average Americans not only spend twice as much per capita on health care as the best systems in the developed world, we spend average $8,745 for health care in the rest of the developed civilized world. I think the highest is around $3,484.
Yeah, if you're looking at a family of four, now the statistic is that between insurance premiums that are paid by their employers, their share of the insurance premiums, their out-of-pocket expenses, they could have $3,000-$4,000 of expense before insurance kicks in. These are now getting to be high deductible policies, right?
Yep.
And then they have copays. So you're talking about $24,000-$25,000 a family. Ultimately, it flattens wages. It's just destroying the country.
And
it's
going to keep going, too. I mean, there is nothing I can see in place that is putting any stops to the rising cost of health care. Nothing.
Well, we're traveling down to Washington, and we're doing a sequel to Fix It. And Fix It's now out. It's been out since November. It's being played all over the country. It's been on television and it's going to be streamed effectively April 1. We're streaming it on the internet through our own website, fixithealthcare.com, through the Physicians for National Healthcare Plan. They have a website through Healthcare Now. They'll be streaming it as well, so people can get get it by just going on the web and downloading it onto their computers. This circumstance is really outrageous, and it's getting worse because this is a huge industry. It's over $3 trillion a year, and in this complexity, there is profit, huge profit. And we're looking into pharmaceutical drugs. And, the pharmaceutical industry is spending $250 million a year on lobbying and another probably $250 in campaign contributions to get what they want from Congress. So this is what we're all up against. It's not just the basic economics, it's really the corruption of our democracy.
That's what I'd like to talk about next, Richard. We're going to take a short break here, and when we come back, I'd really like to talk about, because the big argument out there is, yeah, you guys are right. Yeah, you guys got a point. It'll never happen. Well, let's talk about when we come back how it's going to happen.
Do you know how important American consumers are? Americans consume 25% of everything made on Earth. Without the support of American consumers, every major corporation on the planet would be in trouble. How do we use that buying power to protect our family, our jobs, and our communities? Well, let's start looking at country of origin labeling on food. Right now, Nabisco is planning to send Oreo, Chips Ahoy, Honey Graham, and Ritz Cracker production to Mexico, exporting 600 good-paying American jobs from Chicago. Nabisco's made-in-Mexico products are bad for American jobs in our communities. As a consumer, I want American-made Oreos, Chips Ahoy, Honey Grahams, and Ritz Crackers because American jobs depend on it, and so do we. You can learn more at fightforamericanjobs.org. That's fightforamericanjobs.org.
This year, firefighters will battle thousands of wildfires around the country in hopes of containing them. But a single ember that escapes can travel more than 1 mile, where it can ignite and destroy your home or community. You can't control where the ember will land, only what happens when it does. Prepare, protect, prevail. Get fire adapted. Learn simple steps you could take now to reduce wildfire damage later at fireadapted.org. A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council. Learn more at fireadapted.org.
You must have thrown 1,000 pitches teaching him to hit a home run. Spent countless Saturdays running routes so he could learn to hit an open receiver. Endless afternoons teaching him how to hit the three-pointer. But how much time have you spent teaching him what not to hit? Teaching boys that all violence against women is wrong is one of the most important things a man can do. Learn how to start the conversation at teachearly.org. Brought to you by Futures Without Violence and the Ad Council.
It may be hard to believe, but people just like you are already saving money. FeedThePig.org makes it easy. Their simple savings plan teaches you how to start saving without going overboard, so you don't need to start foraging wild berries.
I was skeptical, but these are actually pretty good.
You don't need to sell your soul to the devil.
$15 is the best I can do.
You just need FeedThePig.org. Don't get left behind. Get tips and tools at FeedThePig.org. Brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
You know how it goes. You're working on a grievance, filling out paperwork. A phone call comes in. Somebody's got a problem. You get distracted. When you finally return to your office, there's a stack of messages to deal with. Two people waiting to see you. Pretty soon, that grievance you were tracking, gone. But now there's LaborTrax, the software solution for unions. LaborTrax standardizes and streamlines tracking management and contract compliance. Your work in progress is always at hand. Learn more about LaborTrax at www.labortrax.com.
I make learning a privilege, not a chore, and frustration a tool, not an obstacle. I'm a teacher. I make more.
Make more. Teach. Visit teach.org. Brought to you by Teach and the Ad Council.
Single payer is what it's called. Bottom line is Medicare.
We're back here on the air with Healthcare for All PA and the people out there who are fighting and struggling to get universal, affordable health care for all. We're talking to Mr. Richard Masters, who's just come out with an incredible movie called Fix It, which not only makes the economic and financial arguments for single payer universal Medicare health care for all, but also presents a way forward for how to do it. And Richard, the big argument I hear out there, and I not only hear it, well, first off, when I argue with my Republican right-wing, you know, laissez-faire capitalist leaning friends, is their argument is, well, we just need more. We need more of the same of what we got. We need more. Instead of having five wolves or five insurance companies preying on the people, we need 25 from 10 different states. Like, that's going to solve the problem. And then the other argument we hear is from the more from the Democratic Party side and the people that have kind of rallied around Hillary Clinton. And basically, they say that, well, yeah, you got a good idea, but it'll never happen because there's not the political will to do it. And I think what's happened, what I've seen with the Bernie Sanders campaign, especially amongst the young people, is, yeah, it can happen. Yeah, if we mount the political stage in big enough numbers, we can make it happen. And I like Bernie's approach, which has always been my approach, which is Bernie's approach is if you, and this is I found out through countless times where I was in the union negotiations, which if you start out asking for a half a loaf of bread, all you're going to end up with is crumbs. If you start out asking for a whole loaf of bread, then usually you'll end up with at least a half a loaf of bread. And I think that's the approach that Bernie and the single payer movement needs to start taking. So, Richard, I'd like to ask you what your experience has been in D.C. and on the talk circuit talking about this movie in terms of the political will.
Well, you know, there are a lot of people who are, you know, very upset about our politics, that we can't seem to get anything done, and that the, you know, special interests have really dominated the dialogue and have control. And we are seeing that. Certainly, you know, we've been in and out of Washington trying to, you know, voice with other, you know, progressive organizations these views, and you know, we get drowned out by you know, corporations who have an interest in the outcome of these discussions, you know. So if you look at pharmaceutical drugs, you know, if we could just buy drugs in the United States at the cost that they buy them for in Canada or France or Germany, you know, we could save $150 billion a year. Well, that's $150 billion that pharmaceutical companies wouldn't get. And they can spend, you know, a half of $1 billion or $1 billion to control Congress, and they've got it. They're the largest campaign contributors, the largest lobbyists, and they can effectively prevent this from happening, and they have. Okay.
Not only that, but if you don't even have to go outside the United States. If you look at the VA negotiates
right.
prices that are 40% less than what
That's
the
right.
public
They're
pays.
They're 40% less. Well, in 2003, the pharmaceutical industry got a bill passed by Congress preventing Medicare from negotiating on price. Wow. Who ever heard of that? And, you know, if you to respond to the Republicans who's saying we need more laissez-faire capitalism and more competition, well, then let's take away the patent process. Patents are monopolies. We're giving people 20 years to exploit exclusively an innovation that in many cases, I wouldn't say many, in most cases, the basic research is being financed by the American taxpayer, you know? So, you know, the rules, the game is stacked against the American people by the dollars that are being massed and by this excessive profitability. You know, I have a company and we make a modest profit on our products. These guys make 20-30% on sales. It's on huge amounts of sales. You know?
Yep.
So we're playing football here without referees. It's really unfair.
Well, we're playing football without referees, and we're playing football where the other team has 22 players and we got 3. And
right.
I think what one thing I wanted to point out to our listeners is myself and Molly Rush and Bob Mason and
right.
Dr. Scott Tyson and people in Pittsburgh, we spent a good amount of time for about 3 or 4 years going around lobbying different and talking to different Democratic representatives in our state legislature. You know, I don't have to name names, but they were some of the most progressive. And every time we went and talked to them about this issue and also asked them to sign on to introduce our bill, we got the same argument. And the same argument was, well, Mike, over here on my right, I got all these lobbyists with all their millions of dollars, and what do I have over here on my left? I don't have anybody but you, but your small group of people. They said, every single one of them says, you go out and get an army, and come back and see me, and then we'll start talking business.
Yeah, well, that's it. You know, we do need, and maybe it is Bernie Sanders. And if we could somehow convince Hillary to think back 20 years when she was really sincerely involved in healthcare reform when she was a single-payer supporter to return to those thoughts. We do need, it's almost a revolution, but and what Bernie is doing is he's bringing all these young people who are turned off by politics because they understand that our unfortunately our politicians are so influenced, and it's unfortunate for them. I talked to some of these congressmen, and they have to have $1.5 million every 2 years to run, and they can't raise that kind of money from their own constituents in their own districts. So they have to go out, they have to pander to these industry people. And that's why we get the government that we have. So before I shouldn't say before, but it's almost issue one that we've got to fix this democracy. We really all got to get up.
We not only got to fix it, but I think we've got to turn it up upside down, and we got to put the people back in control right now.
Yes.
Just as you said, we got nothing but big money and lobbyists, and the pharmaceutical and hospital and medical tech industries running the show, and the people don't have a say. I think this Bernie Sanders thing has shown us around three or four issues, and healthcare is one of the biggest issues.
Yeah, can I say one more thing?
Yes.
I'm a business person. We're all business people. People who work in businesses are involved in the business community, and people who own businesses are should be compatriots of everyone who they work with. Well, the businesses are paying the freight for the healthcare system. We have a commercial component. About 50% of healthcare bill is paid by the governments, and 50% are paid by individuals and business. About 60-70% of that 50% are paid by business owners who year after year are receiving double-digit increases in insurance costs.
It's totally crazy, and I think I think it's time to
it's affecting union negotiations. I talk to union leaders, and the first thing they talk about is how can we maintain our benefits.
It was the number one issue in the ATI lockout, and it's the number one issue in just about every single union negotiation going out there. Richard, we're running out of time, and
right.
I want to thank
all
you from the bottom of my heart on behalf of the single-payer movement and the citizens of Pennsylvania for putting this movie out. You've given us a powerful weapon to present the truth to the people and rally them around a cause that if it's not dear to their heart, it's going to be dear to everybody's hearts up to the time they hit the grave. So we're going to mount this movement, and we're going to join with Bernie. And like you said, right now people are facing a nightmare. Well, we're going to, instead of expanding that nightmare, we're going to turn it into the American dream again. Thank you, Richard.
Good for you, brother.
We appreciate it. And thank you, listening audience. This is Mike Stout and Charles Showalter for Healthcare for All PA.